It's 7:30, folks, and time to introduce you to one of the sponsors. Well, shall we say, Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito sponsors the morning show on this radio station, and we're very delighted to be partnering with them on the best show on the dial, he says with confidence. And from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito branch is from the new car sales team. Donovan is back with some exciting news about the Corolla Cross and a hell of a nice offer for anyone considering buying a Hilux or a Fortuna this month. Let's unpack. What's happening, Donovan? Welcome to you.
Good morning, Dave, and all the listeners of the 032 on this beautiful morning. Good to be back, and thanks for having us. Yes, we are proud sponsors of Radio Life and Style, and on that note, Dave, what vehicle are you driving at the moment?
Corolla Cross is the official morning show ride. And I'm very impressed with those vehicles. Yeah. I've got to tell you, very, very impressed. And particularly the fact that I have yet to find anything to complain about.
Sure. Well, that's hard, yeah. You know, I think Corollas, fundamentally, if we think about them, they something that just lasted forever, and there's probably one in every second garage that's been kept there for a lifetime. But to an extent, they also became quite boring. I think I can admit to that. So the adding of the the Corolla, creating an SUV out of it, and as you can see, sort of when you're inside the vehicle and when you drive it, it's a lot more, I think, than what you expected from a Corolla.
Can I just add to that? I in a previous iteration, and I'm not sure what the model was, because we've been partners for an awfully long time, and we've driven Toyota Corollas for an awfully long time. And a while back, I was the designated driver for my beloved, who was running a trail run in the mountains in the Berg near Spionkop. And to get to our accommodation, I took a road that ordinarily would have been perfect, but under the circumstances was considered to be impossible. It was a dirt track.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize, because we got there late, and anyway, everyone knew except for me, and I took this road. And we got into the thickest, most unctuous, most impassable mud. And I was completely now panicking, because if we get stuck where we were, I didn't think anyone was ever going to find us. And this little Corolla did the most amazing thing. Now, I didn't touch a button on the dial. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. The engine started to almost surge and pulse. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can feel, it would rev and then pulse and sort of drop off, and it was snaking through the mud. I thought, what on earth is happening here? This is the most peculiar. All I was doing was keeping my foot on the gas, because I didn't want to stop, because I didn't want to sink into this mud. And it pulsed, and I got through. And when we eventually got to the little hotel, they were amazed that we made it through in an ordinary sedan, not a 4x4. And I realized it had a special traction control feature.
Yes.
That I didn't have to touch. It was automatic.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What is that?
Well, first of all, it's probably why the Corolla is the number one rep car in the country, because they can get abused really, really well. And
I wasn't abusing it, I promise you. Just getting to my destination.
They strangely enough, can just go almost anywhere and for a long time. So it is built into the traction control that you... And surprisingly, you didn't push the little button for the traction control, but it would... it works on the braking system and on the control of the power, so that when it feels a slip in the wheels or in the power to the wheels, it'll take some power away from those slipping wheels. And so, yeah, it's certainly not 4x4, but in your luck, got you through the sludge. But many a time you'll get on the other end of the destination, you'll find a Corolla there for sure.
It's an incredible, that feature is absolutely, and it's unsung hero.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about it. I discussed it with several people. I said, oh, no, that's Toyota Traction Control.
Well,
that's how it works.
It's very good. And, you know, that's for many years. I mean, I was a kid when Corollas were great. So it's lent itself to the progression into the SUV market, which, as we know and you know, is a massive.
So now market. You've got increased clearance. You've got increased road clearance for sure. It gives you. It seems to be much more. Shall we say, built for South African conditions?
Sure. You know, second to the Hilux, Toyota sell around 2,500 Corolla Crosses countrywide every month. So it's only second to the Hilux. So that's proof in the pudding, really. And where we sit with the Corolla is that it's sort of a blended vehicle between SUV, a bigger SUV, and normal vehicle.
And then your hybrid technology has been particularly successful in this one. What does it add?
Well, you know, Dave, I think I was still in school when I saw movies with Priuses in them. And Priuses, I think, we all can agree, were the most sort of odd-looking vehicles around. But the technology has been around with Toyota for over three decades, and that they've been, and then they drove the technology a lot more through the Lexus brand, the arm of Toyota, just because of the expense of hybrid technology. But over the years, as predicted, the technology would become, you know, far more used and then a lot more price effective. So the Corolla Cross in particular, the hybrid technology, just to let everybody know, you don't, the vehicle doesn't get plugged into a socket or anything. You don't charge it or anything. The vehicle works autonomously and self-charges itself. So when you take your foot off the accelerator, and the wheels sort of freewheel, or when you use the brakes, the friction will then run through electric motor, charge a second battery, a lithium battery that's in the vehicle. And then that battery will kick in at any stage. There's no rules in it. It's not only under 40 kilometers an hour. It can be on the freeway at 100. Just whenever it's got enough charge, it will kick in, and the net result that you would save between 3 to 4 liters of fuel per 100 kilometers.
So what is the average fuel consumption on the hybrid Cross?
I've got some clients at the moment from church that have purchased, and you know, the wife's certainly a very light driver. And she came back from the Midlands the other day at 3.9 litres. Now, I'm quoting stuff, but it's not obviously the general stuff. So I would say the general is anywhere between 5 to 6 liters per 100. A heavy foot just a little bit over that, and then certainly you can get it under on a longer trip. And you know, Bolito is very heavy on fuel economy because of the hills, the stop goes, and all the speed bumps that we love to hate, but they're there. You know, so predominantly quite heavy area for fuel economy. So, you know, if you're getting 5.5 to 6 liters per 100 for a nice size vehicle like that you can easily jump and drive down to Cape Town, no issues. It's a great car. Yeah. So in particular, the hybrid technology, and we've got a big push on them for the month of May.
And performance-wise, does it affect the performance?
Yeah. So in actual fact, it's better. So whenever the battery kicks in, it's like flicking a light switch. You have instant light, right? So when the battery kicks in, you've got instant power. So although the kilowatts is actually less than the normal one, it definitely outperforms it. And the way in the hybrid motor, the gearbox works slightly bit differently. So it gives it, it's a lot more fluent. So does it, the performance is better.
You can feel the performance.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm jealous.
100%. Why don't you
put us in one of those next? I'll be able to then become a brand ambassador.
It sounds fantastic. I'll be talking to Leanne. I'm sure she's listening.
Now, also, you've got a special. This feature at the moment that I discussed at the beginning of our conversation is an offer to anyone buying a Hilux or a Fortuner that gives you wear and tear protection for 4 years. Tell us about that.
So, you know, first of all, maybe just to highlight, all Toyotas only have a 3-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty. And people often look at it and say, wow, you know, only 100,000 warranty, where you see in the market this 8-year warranties, million-kilometer warranties, and so forth. It's very important to understand many of those warranties are step down warranties. So after year one, your warranty goes down. Year two, year three, year five, six, seven, eight, have a look at your policy and you actually see that it's not really worth much. There's a lot of pain from you. Whereas the Toyota warranty is a factory warranty. From year one to year three, it's a full warranty. If you extend it, and you can extend it to 8 years, unlimited mileage, for small money, from 5,000 Rand up to about 12,000 Rand for the most expensive Land Cruiser. So it's because Toyota backed their warranty. So it's a very valuable asset. But to add to that, for the next 2 months, May and June, any Hilux and any Fortuner purchased, come to us and you'll get a free wear and tear policy. The wear and tear policy will cover, you know, brakes.
Are the consumable items that are not normally covered in maintenance plans.
And in the service plan, yeah, and so forth. And, yeah, you know, those are the costly ones, the brakes. And so two sets of brakes, front and rear, over a four-year period. Okay, the brakes, wipers, globes.
Filters.
No, that's part of the normal service.
Okay, so that's covered in there.
Yeah, that's covered.
So you're getting basically
free about 15,000
maintenance for a little bit of money.
Virtually. There's not much else that sort of goes wrong and your warranty covers most of it. So, you know, for the next 4 years, you've got that travel.
And this is a free offer if you buy it in the next 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
Wow. Folks, if you're considering Hilux or Fortuna, go and have a chat to Donovan and make sure
make sure I don't forget. Tell me, Don, where's my wear and tear policy? And it's not for the old age, it's for everyone. I know, but at this stage, I feel like I played paddle yesterday and I feel like I need a wear and tear policy.
Well, you're looking very good, my friend. And there we leave it for today. But of course, the morning show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And this will be up as a podcast. So if you can't remember the details of what we've been discussing, particularly those special offers, you'll be able to download and follow and catch up on demand, as they say. We'll be chatting again to our friends,
Dave,
from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito next Friday. The morning show continues. What's